This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. 16-year-old Malencia Vale is selected for the testing, multiple-choice exams, hands-on survival tests, and team challenges. Then there's the final test, a 700-mile wilderness trek to prove her abilities as a leader. Joelle Charbonneau is the author of The Testing, part of the New York Times best-selling trilogy, and this year's pick for Communiteen 2019, a community reading program for teens, sponsored by the Portage Public Schools, the Portage District Library, and BookBug. Joelle, one of the things that struck me as I read The Testing, that there seems to be an increase in dystopian novels and movies these days. Is that something you thought about consciously, or are you aware of that? What do you think is behind that?
When The Testing came out, there was a great number of dystopian novels. When I was writing it, I wasn't aware of the trend. I was actually writing adult, goofy, silly mysteries. So I was doing a contemporary mystery series that had, you know, bodies head first dead in a roller rink toilet. So completely different.
Yeah.
They're silly. They're funny. They're compared to Janet Ivanovich. They're nothing like my young adult novels. I didn't even actually know The Testing was a young adult novel when I wrote it.
It doesn't have to be. As I read it, I didn't at all feel that it was too young for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. Well, a lot of young adult novels just have to have, I've learned, a teen at the heart of the story. It doesn't matter what the story is, as long as it's a teenage character in the middle of it, that tends to stay in the young adult market. I think about, you know, reading when I was in middle school, I was a little bit ahead of myself. I was reading all of Stephen King, you know, fairly early on before I even hit junior high. So Carrie would be considered a young adult now.
Oh.
Just by the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Things shifted. So I wasn't really well versed in any of it. I was writing contemporary books. All my friends were, or writing like historical mysteries. So it wasn't a thought to me. It's just, I was also teaching. I work with a lot of students for voice lessons. I'm a stage performer as well, but my master's degree is in opera performance, and I do teach voice lessons. And I work with a lot of high schoolers, especially that want to go off to college to major in music and theater. And the process can be incredibly stressful. Some of my students' reaction to that process that made me decide I wanted to see if I could make that process even worse getting into college. Like, that was kind of the jumping off point for the testing. Gee, what would be worse? And when I started going down that rabbit hole, I really started thinking about the tests that we really require our students to take and how much worse they seem to get every single year, how much time is dedicated just to standardized tests. And
yeah, but some of these kids die.
Well, and then of course I wanted to make it worse. I wanted to make it the most stressful possible. So, and I tend to kill people in books. So I had to come up with a plan as to how I could make that possible with tests in our society. And for that, I had to kind of find a time and a place that would allow it. So it drove me to writing a dystopian novel, which I didn't intend on doing originally. It just was the only scenario in which I could make this particular idea work. But yeah, there are a great number of them out there. It's funny because in publishing, it's considered like dystopian was dead about the time The Testing came out. There were so many books that had come out, and there were so many movies in the works that everyone was kind of looking for the next thing. Yeah. Publishing is typically about 2 years ahead of where everything is movie-wise or any other media-wise. So they were already had moved on. So it was kind of unusual that The Testing did well. Everyone had kind of given it up for dead. And even now, dystopian is still kind of a, no one knows whether or not it's an okay thing to publish still. I might test that coming up.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Charbonneau says education is the primary theme of her novel.
Education is a hot button issue for a lot of people, how to fund it, how, what kind of things should be taught in the schools. And when you get people talking politically about it, they're not listening to each other. They don't realize that they agree on more than they actually think they do. But when they're discussing, when they're, oh, I'm on this side and you're on that side, they can't get very far. But when they're discussing the novel as a whole and the commentary on high stakes testing and should we really be judging our children's potential or that kind of thing in in a test, they all are on the same page and they're right there with me. It doesn't matter what state I go to, whether it's a super conservative state, it's a super liberal state, they're all incredibly engaged by the same conversation and they're all mostly on the same side. And I feel like dystopian novels are a great way of bringing that conversation out and putting it in a place where people can actually talk about it in terms of characters and story and what inferences they make. It's the best part of dystopian novels is you can kind of look at your own world, but through a lens that doesn't make it so contentious.
The main character, Malencia Vale, how did she form in your mind? I like that we have a strong female character, very strong, very smart, not dependent on the guys. It's wonderful to see that develop both in literature and in movies for our younger generation. Talk about how you developed her.
Oh, Sia was kind of based on most of my students. I think that a lot of times teen books or just teen characters in anywhere in film and in sitcoms, they tend to get a bad rap. You know, there's always this angst-driven teen or there's a lot of them that have these, a lot of baggage in their backstory. And a lot of us do. I mean, hey, I have my own from when I was in high school. But I think at the heart of a great number of our students, especially the ones that I've worked with, the ones that I see all the time in the school visits I do, is there are people who want to go out there and they want to do something wonderful with their lives. They want to make a difference in the world in a positive way. I mean, no one's like, oh, I want to go out there and like rob a bank and go to jail. Like they really want to do something positive. And so I started in a place where this is somebody who wants to go off and make a difference in the world. She wants to do something positive, to make a positive contribution. And that's where I started with her. I also didn't want her to be the person that was driven all the time by the need to have a romance.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a romance in the book, but it is a very secondary thing. And it's more based on the fact that I see teens all the time. A lot of my students go off to college, and it never fails that I remember even from my college days, a bunch of people get like suddenly become in a relationship in like their first week in college. And then like by week four, you know, now that they felt more comfortable and they don't need that other person going through like this, like, you know, desert island with them or whatever, you know, this mm-hmm. interesting place that feels very isolated and they're starting to expand who they know. Suddenly that relationship isn't necessary. It's kind of based on the fact that you kind of glom on to in an unknown situation, the people you feel the most comfortable with.
Yeah.
But she's not dependent on it. And when you're writing a thriller, I think it's much easier to be able to write that because she's very much like, hey, we don't have time for drama. You know, I don't need relationship drama. Now we're running for our lives. And I feel like that should be probably where most people would be at, just logically, if you are in that kind of stressful situation. As opposed to in a lot of novels or in a lot of, you know, movies, you'll just have like this big romantic moment in the middle of the fact that they're running for their lives. And you're like, I don't think there's time for that.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Joelle Charbonneau, the author of the 2019 Communiteen book, The Testing. The community is invited to a free event at Portage Central High School, 6:30 p.m. on March 20th, to meet the author. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.